need to know from you right now before I go.
PJ Martin, Say So, featuring JoJo on Rise FM. It's about 28. Today's Wednesday, the 18th, in fact, the 19th of August 2020.
So, Rise FM 943 on Facebook, looking at all your comments with regards to your relationship with money. We spoke about bank charges online, whether we're buying airtime or electricity. We spoke about business being relieved, you know, as restrictions are being eased. But what does it mean for you and I as consumers? You know, maybe you took advantage of the holiday payment that was being offered, or maybe you took up a personal loan as that was also on offer, and more people were actually taking those to just get by.
Exactly. So recent research shows that a lot of us are taking up on debt just to get by. That's Molinyana credit there, that's Molinyana credit there, you know, just so we can make ends meet and try and navigate through this pandemic financially. Now on the line we've got Wandile from Motion Capital. Good morning, welcome to Rise FM, Wandile. Sendanjani vele in these tough times. What would be the advice you'd give to a person on how to navigate this difficult time money-wise? Good see. Sisebenzisa njani nayikhona nayingekho sizama njani ukuthi ibe khona.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's no doubt that obviously South African consumers are under a lot of pressure, and it's been shown that South Africans are prone, obviously when they're under pressure, to be able to take out some kind of loan, or unsecured loans for that matter, and also we're very famous for living well above our means as well, in this doctrine of instant gratification, and at the same time, you know, trying to keep up with abo bagakhumalo. And obviously we've seen this trend continue, where South Africans are looking to now take out some kind of loan in order then to meet their monthly expenses. Because for me, when I look at it, it means that you're basically kicking the can down the road, because ultimately you're going to have to repay that loan, and you're going to need money to be able to repay that loan. But I would say that the one thing that South Africans need to learn is to actually live well below their means. You know, I think we're a nation that lives well above their means. I mean, I've seen people taking out credits to buy food. You know, I've seen a lot of people take out credits to buy clothes, for instance. You know, sometimes imali mayengekho ayikho imali, yabona, ufuna uyisebenzise kahle. And I think that's the one thing that I can basically opinionate on that particular thing. But it's easy to say it when you're not in that situation. But I think we just need to learn how to be able to use the money and have, you know, more money at the end of the month, as opposed to more month at the end of the money. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of months by the end of my money. But we had, you know, this conversation, and obviously with mixed reaction. And uthi Sdivovu, uphila kayiwani? Usebenzelani? Dlani imali yakho? Uthi cheese, sifunze kufelela. Mina ngingibhumi ngithi ewandile, sengingenile vele lapha emgodini. Nadikweleti, ngalana iCovid, vele kusafuna ngiphile, kufuna ngidle and all that. But I realized my mistake and I want to start investing. But I feel like maybe I'm too, like I'm over indebted. I can't begin to invest. Ngitele imali yokusaver. How do you advise someone lofuna kuqala, maybe, you know, to turn around the ship, the title, njoba nayo seyinjinja? How do I begin investing even?
Yeah, I think the one thing that becomes extremely important for people to realize is that it becomes important because people's, you know, financial situations are different. So it becomes important to firstly consult a financial advisor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he will look at your particular situation and make certain recommendations. I always say to people, it becomes important to find out, for instance, what is your personal budget on a monthly basis? What are your expenses, you know, and be very, very, very strict on yourself on those particular expenses. Are those expenses based on a need basis, or are they based on a want basis? Okay, so if it's based on a want basis, then those are the expenses that you should actually be cutting down on in order then to make money available so that you're able to invest or put money away, for instance, you know, for that particular rainy day. Something also that becomes important, Bumi, is the fact that people also need to have what we call an emergency fund. You know, and Corona has shown us that, you know, an emergency fund is extremely important, in a sense that, you know, you need to have put money away because you never know what happens. You know, a pandemic could happen, any kind of life changing event could happen. If you're driving a car, you know, it could happen that maybe your tires run out and you need to replace them as well. And that's where the emergency fund comes in. So I'd say first, have a look at your monthly expenses. Have a look at what do I really need to be spending on this, okay? And if you can, then try and cut that out. You know, sometimes we also look at, you know, other people driving, for instance, luxury cars, and we want to drive a luxury car. But, you know, a car's objective is to take you from point A to point B. If your installment is higher than that, you know, then maybe you need to look at actually now downgrading and getting a car maybe that's a bit more affordable for you so that you can free up more money for yourself as well. Also have a look at where do I stay? If you are renting, am I renting in a place that, you know, is highly more expensive than a place that I could possibly afford? So those are the things that one would have to look at. But I would also just suggest that if people are looking for that kind of advice, then they should consult a financial planner, because everybody's financial situation becomes slightly different. So when you meet with a financial planner, then they're able to look at your situation and give you the best advice. And I can tell you that anybody that's ever consulted a financial planner, they've found that extra money that is there that they've been wasting, because we all have our vices, you know. Some people like going out, some people like movies, some people like hair, some people like expensive clothes. So all those things become important for you to have a look at so that you're able to save money for yourself and possibly then start investing.
That's one deal. There are some sobering thoughts.
Guess how I knew this? I went for a re-evaluation with my financial advice and we had this conversation.
Well, you can catch Wandile on the show with the Zinga Sachera, Taking Care of Business, right here on Rise FM. In fact, today what's happening on the show, they'll be chatting to Mabalo, I think, Maku. So you can catch Zinga between 6, 7.
Yeah, while usakhuluma ngaleyo, it seems like it's a lot of things money. Almost everything money. Look, we are living in tough times, and while we're living in this new world with new rules to play by when it comes to your finances, so stay tuned and join Mabalo Maku on Absa Money Wellness as she talks about managing your finances efficiently in these uncertain times. Knowing how to navigate your money during a pandemic is Africanacity. Absa Money Wellness every Wednesday between 6:30 and 6:30 on Rise FM.
Kuwa Mila, these are my headquarters.